This is Metal. Megadeth playing the track Holy Wars. Big stage, shirtless guys, flashy guitars, drum sets that go on for days. Lots of chains and flashing skulls. But there's another metal scene. Progressive, small stage, underground. Deep in the heart of Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Well, after bedtime, right across from the God Bless Deli, a place for all-nighters, is another place for all-nighters. You can tell by the all-black storefront, the all-black crowd in front, black leather and denim, that is. Although there is plenty of diversity in this scene, which glistens from the street lamp sparkle of body piercings. Hey, is that your hipster office mate over there? You have arrived at a club named For Dancing and Spasticity, St. Vitus, a church of the New York City heavy metal scene. Performing tonight, not your Megadeth-style big amp guitar band, it's Author and Punisher. Author and Punisher is a one-man band. This track is from the new album Milk and Honey. Here the instruments are all homemade, from electronic transducers and keyboard interfaces, blocks of carbon steel carefully shaped and fit together with cranks and levers that make deep, overwhelming waves of sound. In the middle of it all, Tristan Schoen, robotics engineer, visual artist, performer who looks on stage something like Hannibal Lecter chained in some industrial torture cubicle. But as the sound envelops you and seems to rearrange the organs in your torso, Author and Punisher conveys a loud and distinct idea of beauty, which is Tristan Schoen's intention.
I find it to be a very emotional type of music. You know, I've never been into pop music. I like really abrasive, heavy sounds that you can feel in your chest.
I hadn't been to a metal concert in quite a while since I when I went to your show. And two things I noticed. One, the audience is just very nerdy and clean. I mean, just, you know, Pabst Blue Ribbon seems to be the most dangerous drug that they use there. And there's a real rhythmic sophistication that is alluring. I mean, you know, it's really seductive.
I like stuff that can fluctuate a little bit. And I think, you know, that's what makes a good band improvise, and what makes electronic music interesting, if somebody can do it, is fluctuate those rhythms and make it a little bit more organic.
You really seem to want to take the whole audience to a place. And then you've got something you're doing with your foot pedals, and then you've got these huge industrial levers that you pull. I mean, I go down some kind of rabbit hole when I start to feel that.
I think people get confused about it sometimes, that it came from a place of wanting to recreate some science fiction or fantasy environment. But I really think it was more about like being able to really grab onto the audience so you can actually take them somewhere. And I think the levers and whatnot give me kind of a human-sized movement rather than a twiddle of my fingers, you know, turning a knob. And I think people exaggerate those movements in electronic music, whereas why not make them real movements of your body where you can actually, I know it sounds a little bit masculine, but flex your muscles a little bit.
What you've made is a kind of a custom setup, kind of, I don't know, man in the middle of steel.
That was the idea. I wanted to make a drum machine for my right hand that had a full range of motion. Initially, it was going to be kind of like almost like a train, kind of a cyclical rotating motion that I would just crank and it would turn the rhythms, and I could slow it down and speed it up, and then it turned into something that was more like a hitting to hard stops. For the pitch bending and the throttles, which was my first machine, it was about taking two tones and having them cross over, and you get that beating of the bass tone, so it's like boop, 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 boop. Getting in between those pitches and the dissonance kind of puts people a little bit off their kilter.
All of this equipment that we see is made to go to this place. It's almost as though to play a note in the diatonic scale would break it.
I really like that I can abuse it. You know, I made these things to have weight and have inertia and have bearings that you can really feel it slow down. You can feel the materials rubbing against each other.
Tell me about this microphone or vocal interface or whatever you want to call it, this weird thing that seems like a cross between an airplane runway and something Hannibal Lecter would put around his face.
So it's essentially a harmonica with 8 microphones. I guess it looks a little bit like it could be a mask, but it's not. And so you can just turn your head and nod it up and down, hit all 8 microphones. Each one has a different effect through the software, but they're also triggers, so I can blow on them. Or as I'm screaming, I can have the sound of my voice, but also have it triggering a swell of a synth or something.
There's this quality the wind moaning in a storm that comes from your vocals. I can't tell what you're saying, but that doesn't seem to be the issue in metal terribly much.
I think that my lyrics are probably a little bit more audible at this point. In the past, I think I didn't even have lyrics. I mostly just made noises.
What lyrics would you like people to take away?
Strung out in the desert, nowhere, no sound.
And that is metal. I mean, the lyrics in so many of the songs are just about what you're experiencing at that moment.
Right.
You know, it's such an escape. And I just, I was really transported.
People are afraid to be very deliberate and clear. And I think that's what I like about metal in a lot of ways, because they're not afraid to just say what they want or just give it to you.
Your mentor, Chris Csikszentmihalyi, who's a brilliant engineer, artist, thinker, he tells me this great story about you. Right before he left a high-paid engineering job to get his MFA, I took him to a North African restaurant in Boston with a talkative proprietress. Tristan explained he was leaving engineering to be an artist, and she almost threw him out of the restaurant. She was literally yelling at him. It was such a tragic bit of feedback.
I'm actually having a wedding this summer, and I think Chris is probably doesn't want to come because my parents are going to have to confront him about it. He's super embarrassed about putting me down that path, I think.
Your parents are freaked out.
Well, you know, they're a little bit more open to it these days. They always come to my concerts.
Well, you seem to be doing fine.
Yeah, I let's just say I still have an engineering job to fall back on, so it's not paying all the bills yet.
Tristan Schoen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.